Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, Wit. Oh, Matthew and Olivia.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Adelaide.
Hi, Miss Adelaide.
I'd like to hang up a poster. It's a citywide event called Let's Get Together.
Oh?
It's a festival celebrating family and inclusivity and tolerance.
Well, these days there are a lot of different ideas about family and inclusivity and tolerance. I can't promote an event that celebrates ideas that I believe are contrary to God's word.
Wow! I can't believe I finally made it to Comic Connellsville.
Oh, sure. It's impressive, isn't it?
Wooten!
Oh.
It's Connie's half-sister on her father's side.
Oh, you mean the one no one knew she had until her mother's funeral?
Jules, over here!
Oh, hi.
Does Connie know you're here?
I think my dad, our dad, was supposed to tell her.
Why is Pastor Juan meeting with Eugene and Katrina?
Well, he wants to talk to them about Buck.
Buck, who was part of the big counterfeit scam and is now in juvenile detention, that Buck?
One and the same.
I'm asking you to consider becoming the halfway house for Buck.
What? You want Buck to live here?
To give him a good home, a family environment, and behave as parents can only do him good.
Hi, welcome to...
Great Collector's Editions! It's Jason Whittaker!
Hello, Harlow. Or is it Detective Doyle?
Confidentially, I'm not on a case. So Harlow will suffice for the time being. What are you doing behind the counter at J&J Antiques,
Jack and Joanne decided to do some traveling, so I'm running the shop while they're gone.
I see. And now you're the numero sombrero, big cheese, head honcho, big fish, and the little kind of a thing we call a
mud puddle. I'm managing the shop, yes.
Then shouldn't it be J&J and J Antiques? Or J Cubed?
I don't think we're ready for my name to go on the sign just yet.
Uh-huh, I get you. Keeping it incognito. You wouldn't want to ruin your cover.
What can I do for you, Harlow?
An obvious question. I've come about a new lunchbox, or rather, an old new lunchbox.
Could you be more specific?
Specific is my middle name. I eat details for breakfast and pick the particulars from between my teeth.
Yeesh.
I'm looking for an authentic $6 million man lunchbox with Steve Austin on the front and a matching thermos with a portrait containing the selfsame Steve and his boss, Oscar Goldman. The portrait goes around the thermos and around and around and around.
Okay.
No matter how many times you turn it, the picture never changes.
I don't think I have that specific lunchbox.
Ooh.
But I'll be happy to look for it.
A little investigative antiquary, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Well, I've got a lunchbox with pictures from the Rifleman TV series.
By Jonah's eggplant! I'll buy it.
It's in the back display. I'll get it.
Wait! You have another customer who looks uncannily like Connie Kendall.
Hi, Harlow. Hi, Jason.
Oh, hey, Connie. Give me a minute while I grab something for Harlow.
Don't be ridiculous. That's my job. Point the way, and I shall peruse the prospective article for myself.
Sure thing. It's the display on the back wall, left-hand side.
You may talk amongst yourselves whilst I go.
So, Connie, what are you up to?
Going through more of my mom's stuff.
No.
I have a couple of boxes in the car. Can you see if they're worth anything?
Sure. I'll bring them in.
Well, before you do, what do you make of this key?
Well, it looks old.
Yeah, I found it in the attic. But there's nothing in the house with a lock for that kind of key.
There's some initials on the side.
Mm-hmm. WWW. No clue.
Clue? Did somebody say clue?
Well, I can do some investigative antiquary, as Harlow calls it.
Thanks. It's probably just left over from something my mom got rid of.
I smell a mystery afoot.
Harlow, it's not worth your time.
I'll be the judge of my time, Missy. Though you're right.
Ooh, just a minute. Hold on.
So what do you think of that lunchbox?
Ha! You call that hunk of junk a lunchbox? It was smashed into a small circle with holes in the side.
I think you were looking at the copper serving tray next to it.
Ooh. Oh, wait here.
Sorry about that. Jules, my half-sister is in town.
Oh.
Can I leave those boxes with you?
Sure thing. I'll come out to get them.
Thanks, Jason.
Great tumbleweed ticklers! It's perfect! I'll take it!
I think that's just about as much as we can do with our project today, Matthew.
Well, I have to go anyways. Emily's meeting me in a few minutes. Her mom is driving us to Camp McConnellsville.
Oh, I'd like to go, if I could get away from here for a little while.
Mr. Whitaker? Well, I know I'm going to have a conversation with Olivia about what happened with Miss Adelaide.
Yeah, well, I figured as much.
The whole Let's Get Together festival is the kind of thing she'd get excited about.
She gets enthusiastic about causes that look like they're helping people.
Yeah. So when you wouldn't let Miss Adelaide hang up that poster...
Tell Olivia I'd like to talk to her.
I will, but in the meantime, I'd like to be able to say something.
Because you're wondering too, huh?
I agree with what you said. I just don't know how to explain it.
Well, let me give it a try. You see, words like tolerance and inclusivity, and even the way some people use the words marriage and family, sound good on the surface. But behind the words is an entire view that contradicts what God tells us in the Bible. You know, marriage and family weren't afterthoughts for God. He designed them for very specific reasons. There are people who want to get rid of his design, and that's a mistake.
Well, I don't think Olivia would argue that. But she'd probably ask what difference it makes if people love each other.
Let me come at it in a different way. You probably don't know that I love fountain pens.
You mean the old-fashioned kind with those pointy tips and inkwells and stuff?
Yeah, something like that. Well, I had one in particular that was my favorite. It was a great pen, perfect for my handwriting. One day when Jason was little, I came home to find that he had used my fountain pen as a nail and pounded it into the wall to hang a picture he'd made for me.
Ouch.
Well, it made sense in a way. He saw the pointed nib and thought it would serve his purpose. And you know what? It did. With enough hammering, that pen held the picture up.
But it ruined the pen.
Completely. Do you see the parallel? The pen, which was designed to be a pen, also worked as a nail with enough hammering. Functionally, it did what a nail does, but it was ruined as a pen. How do you think the designer of that pen would feel if he found out that people were using his pen as a nail?
I wouldn't be happy about it.
Well, for some of us, that's what we see people doing to marriage and family and lots of other aspects of what God intended for us. Does that help as a place to start?
Yeah. I'll tell Olivia. Maybe I'll use that story too.
Oh, good. And I hope that you and Emily have fun at Comic Connellsville.
Thanks.
Experiencing sensory overload.
Oh, what do you mean? Whoa, look at that Dr. Hoover display. Oh, he's wearing a new coat. And those must be the new dielectrical robots.
They look like giant salt shakers.
I know. Is that his new time machine?
A garden shed?
It's beautiful.
I'm sorry, Wooten. I can't fix my eyes on anything.
Don't blink. Keep your eyes on that garden gnome over there.
Why? What series is he part of?
Odyssey.
What?
No, it's Jay. Hey, Jay.
Wooten, Penny,
Why are you dressed as a garden gnome?
I'm not a garden gnome. I'm an intergalactic assassin that happens to look like a garden gnome.
Well, that's so cute.
No, you won't think it's cute when my lantern turns you into a porcelain figurine.
Is that likely to happen? I knew I should have worn a different dress.
Hey, Jay, I found her a gnome. Oh, never mind.
Oh, hey, Vance.
Hey.
I didn't think you were a Comic Connellsville kind of guy, Vance.
Well, I wouldn't want to miss the freak show. It's too much of a financial opportunity.
Opportunity for what?
Oh, you know, a little this, a little that.
Well, are you saying you're here to make money?
Isn't everyone?
Well, I'm not, or if I am, I'm not doing a very good job of it.
You should go into the concessions business. They're making a killing.
I don't understand, Vance. Are you a comic book collector? How can you make money here?
No offense, but it's not the kind of thing I like to talk about.
Yeah, two things to remember about Vance. He's got more angles than a Penta Octahypergon. And dose, he doesn't share anything.
Oh. Yeah, like I'm gonna talk high finance with a leprechaun.
Garden gnome.
Intergalactic assassin. Ugh, get it right.
Wooten Bassett! Oh. It's me, Hadley! Cousin Hadley Bassett!
Another Bassett?
Oh, two for one churros. Gotta run.
I'm with you.
Wooten, don't you recognize me?
Oh, it's been a long time, and the Arachnid Man costume is,
form-fitting.
Yeah, I know. I put on a little weight since our little fishing trip. It's great to see you.
Hadley?
Oh, yeah. I promised an introduction. Wooten Bassett, my cousin, this is Hugo Wells.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hugo Wells? The entrepreneur Hugo Wells?
Art enthusiast Hugo Wells?
You both know me.
I work for the art gallery in Odyssey. You can't work in an art gallery and not know Hugo Wells, the most famous art collector in the world.
And you are?
Penny. Penny. I've forgotten my last name. How embarrassing.
Why are you here, Mr. Wells?
To meet you.
Me?
I am a great fan of your work. Oh. I've been trying to collect your sketches and paintings, but they're never on the market.
Oh, I keep those for myself.
Hadley tells me that will change.
Really?
I didn't say it will change. I said it might change with the right kind of influence.
Oh, listen, I'm flattered, Mr. Wells, but I'm really not interested in selling any of my original work.
You haven't heard my offer.
Yeah, it's probably better if I don't. But thanks anyway.
All right. Here's my card. Oh. I'm staying at the Royal Regent Hotel for the next week or so.
Oh, thanks again.
Wow, the lettering is embossed in gold.
And the Royal Regent is really high class. Cloth napkins in the restaurant. And not a sheep's head in sight.
I would love to treat you, both of you, to dinner one night.
Well, that'd be fun.
Call me. Thanks for the introduction, Hadley.
My pleasure, Mr. Wells.
See you around.
Is that lettering real gold?
Isn't
that
manly to swoon?
Jacques-Henri is gonna curl up in a ball and rock like a baby when I tell him I met Hugo Wells.
Hadley, I'm speechless. How did you meet him?
There was a VIP buffet earlier, and I spilled my fruit punch on his shoes.
Yeah, I've done that.
I mentioned that I was your cousin, and he asked me to make an introduction.
So you're here as a VIP?
Not exactly. I was serving at the buffet. It helps offset my expenses.
Oh, sure.
You guys must have a lot of catching up to do. Why don't we go somewhere to talk so I can eavesdrop?
Well, there's a nondescript coffee shop right upstairs.
Perfect.
Wise.
That too.
Your last name, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Hello, Jules.
Hi, Vance.
So you were able to get away?
Not for long. Connie knows I'm here. She's coming to meet up.
You didn't mention me, did you?
No. Why?
I'm not one of the wits end crowd. I don't think she trusts me.
Does anyone?
Only those who don't know me very well. I worked out the deal. Are you still in?
I'm here, aren't I?
Good. That'll make things a lot easier and more profitable for both of us.
So, tell me something. What made you think from my online profile that I was the kind of person who'd work with you?
You reminded me of me. Tough, cynical, opportunistic.
So it wasn't because I came off sweet, naive, and full of life?
Keep your eyes open. Stay in touch.
Sorry, Penny.
It's all right, Hadley. It'll wash out.
Wow, I've never seen a container of half and half explode like that.
And they must be pressurized.
Who knew such a small plastic cup could contain so much liquid?
I'm really, really...
Sorry. Don't worry about it. It's already soaking into the red cotton to make an unusual kind of... pink, very feminine.
Yeah, it's nice.
Send me your dry cleaning bill.
Forget about it. What I really want to know is how you and Wooten are related. The word cousins can mean anything.
I'm part of the branch in Western Alaska.
Oh, yeah, you're one of the Bassetts from Girdle Creek.
Through Great Uncle Max and Great Aunt Gertrude, I'm Milt and Wanda's boy, I
think I'm a second cousin twice removed.
Removed from what?
Civilization, mostly.
I don't remember Milton Wanda.
Sure you do. Huh? My mom made a small fortune in quilted moose heads and those knitted toilet paper covers. Right.
Okay.
She knitted covers out of toilet paper?
Yeah, she made a smaller fortune on those.
Well, so why are you at a comic book convention?
I own the largest comic book shop in Girdle Creek.
Wow.
The largest? Are there a lot of comic book shops in Girdle Creek?
No, just the one. And we do a big business in Wooten Bassett Comics.
Oh.
In some ways, you're keeping me in business.
Oh, good. Anything I can do to help.
Really? So if I told you I don't have a place to stay?
A place to stay?
He could stay with you, Wooten.
Yeah, that's an option.
I really appreciate it. You know, for years I've thought how great it would be for me to watch you work, learn from you. You're an inspiration to me, Wooten.
Well,
aww.
Thank you, Hadley. You're welcome to stay at my house.
Hi, Connie, it's Jason.
Oh, hi.
Hey, are you home?
Nope. I just pulled up to the Connellsville Convention Center. Jules is supposed to meet me. Why?
Well, when you get home, look around for a trunk.
A trunk?
Yeah. I think that the WWW inscribed on the side of the key you gave me could stand for WW Wingates of Boston, a trunk maker for nearly 200 years.
Come to think of it, Mom used to have an old trunk, but I can't remember the last time I saw it or where. But I'll look around.
Okay, let me know.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Oh, there's Jules.
Okay, call me later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hi, Connie.
Hi. What a surprise. Throw your bag in the back.
Okay. So, Dad didn't call you?
No.
Typical.
But I called him.
And?
He said he didn't know you were coming here.
I'm sure I told him.
Your mom didn't know either.
It's not like she'd care.
Dad also said you were suspended from school for a week, which is one reason why you can come here and not miss anything.
I'm impressed. I didn't know he found out about that.
Why were you suspended?
It was a prank that backfired. Who knew that lubricating oil was flammable?
Well, the word oil is a good clue.
They suspended me for a week, which let me claim my contest prize and come here. It all worked out perfectly.
Where are you staying?
I was thinking about the hotel around the corner.
You'll stay with me.
I don't want to be a bother.
You don't understand, Jules. Dad said you could stay if you were at my house.
Under your supervision.
Let's just call it girl time.
Great.
Why are you here, Jules?
I love comic books and graphic novels and all those movie tie-ins.
Well, I didn't know that.
Why should you?
Well, Dad didn't know either.
Why should he?
He said he works for a company that owns the biggest publisher of comic books. He would have set you up. He would have brought you, he said.
I wanted to have a good time.
But to come here on your own without knowing anyone?
I know people around here.
You do?
Through FaceSpace.
What's that?
A social networking site. After my last visit to Odyssey, I figured I'd get to know some of the people here.
Like who?
Oh, you know. Some of the kids at Wits End.
Vague.
I don't like being interrogated.
So are you hungry? We can get something to eat and then go back to Comic Connellsville.
We don't have to. I've seen as much as I need to see today.
Okay, then. I guess we'll go home.
Your help, Eugene.
It was exceptionally busy this afternoon.
Meaning that you haven't had time to think over your decision about Buck?
Oh, it's been on my mind, yet perplexing. There's a certain honor in having Pastor Juan approach us to know that part of Buck's rehabilitation at the detention center is because of Katrina's influence.
Well, yours too, I think.
Well, perhaps. But to have Buck live with us, with all that it would entail, it's hard for me to envision. Apart from his past life and all the difficulties he's had, we would, in essence, become the guardians of a teenage boy.
Well, that's right.
Well, I was never a normal teenage boy. I have no point of reference. I I don't know that I'm equipped to do this.
Few parents are equipped to deal with teenagers.
Parents? We would, in essence, be serving as Buck's parents. It's a daunting thought.
Yeah, but you won't be alone. And don't forget your wealth of experiences.
Well, I wouldn't dismiss what I've learned by working here, yet it isn't about what I know, it's about what I don't know that worries me. I mean, the many variables, the things I can't anticipate.
The variables are God's business. You can't always predict them, any more than you can predict the future. It's kind of like preparing for a tornado.
Huh?
You know what to do to keep safe, but once it's hit, you're always surprised by the intensity and the damage it causes.
Are you suggesting that parenting is like experiencing a tornado?
It can be, though tornadoes don't usually bring the kind of deep joy parenting can bring.
Hmm.
Eugene, we got a couple of minutes. Let's go back to the kitchen and pray. Would that be helpful?
Indeed.
Excuse me?
Oh, hi. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a few items. Lamps, lanterns, any Western-style furnishings?
Sure. I've got a section of Western antiques in the corner. Is it for real use or decoration?
A little of both. I'll take everything you have.
Everything? What are you furnishing, a mansion?
A town.
Huh? What town?
It's in the area. Oh, what did the local map call it? Hangman's Hollow? Interesting name.
Yeah. It's where all the spooky stories happened. You know, the kind kids tell around campfires. But I don't remember a town near there.
Right. Well, I'll pay for everything now and have a truck stop by later.
Okay.
Do you have any junkyards in the area?
Yeah. Hagler's Junkyard. It's not far from here.
All right, I'll check it out. Thanks for the tip.
Mm-hmm. Say, does this town of yours have a name?
I guess you could call it, Ghost Town.
Well, Eugene, I spent a lot of time thinking and praying, just like we said.
As did I.
What do you think?
Well, I had an idea as I was driving home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should discuss this as we normally do.
Would you prefer to use sign language? Flannel graphs? How else should we discuss it?
Well, I suggest we switch places. You say what you believe I'll say, and I'll say what I believe you'll say.
Okay, isn't that, risky?
Well, for some perhaps, but not for us. You be me, and I'll be you. It may get us to a proper solution.
All right. Do you want to start?
Ladies first.
But I'm being you, and you're not
alone. Point taken. Please begin anyway.
Well, I think... Well, you think that bringing Buck Oliver to live in our home is fraught with potential problems.
What kind of problems?
First, we know that Buck is a rather charming individual who proved that he could use his charm to deceive people.
True. Though being you, I would say that his charm has the potential for great good.
That's right. I mean, indubitably. Mm. Second, we know that Buck did deceive us all and engaged in illegal activities that not only did a lot of damage, but jeopardized the well-being of certain persons. Me. Or rather, you being me.
I would hasten to add that Buck was under the influence of Mr. Skint, who had shaped Buck's moral character in all the wrong ways.
Do you think so?
It's what you think, which is why I'm saying it. As you.
Oh, right. Third, we have no idea if we can trust Buck or not. And so forth, in not trusting Buck, we can't estimate the impact his living here will have on our relationship. Fifth, your own hopes for Buck could blind you to the dangers and deceptions he might present to us. For all those reasons, it would be unwise to agree for him to live with us. How is that? Did I articulate your thinking?
Inasmuch as I am playing you, I should not comment.
All right. Now present your... my thoughts.
Very well. One word.
Oh?
Redemption. We, perhaps of all people, could be the hope of leading young Buck Oliver to redemption. If he doesn't come to us, where will he go? Back to the life of con artistry he knew? Back to Mr. Skint? Who else has even a flicker of desire to help Buck turn his life around? To finish what you, I, started? and guide him to a relationship with Jesus. Redemption is the singular reason to abandon all the other reasons and say yes to this opportunity.
Wow, is that what I was thinking?
Yes, and you would have won the discussion.
I would have?
In this case, absolutely. You would have had me at redemption.
Me? Or you? Are we still role-playing?
No.
Eugene.
Katrina, I think we should fill out those forms to bring Buck Oliver into the Meltzner family.
Agreed.
You know, sometimes we forget that this world was designed by God Himself. And we think things like marriage and family just sprung up out of different cultures, or vague traditions, or because some government said it does. So what does it mean if we start messing around with what God has created? I suspect Wit and the folks in Odyssey are going to explore that question in the adventures to come. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Dave Arnold, and I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.